From the Jackalope Studios high above the city in beautiful Zona Rosa, welcome to Minutes to Memories, reconnecting spirit, mind, and body with your host, Dr. Daryl Drumright.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Minutes and Memories. This is Dr. Drumright coming to you from Zona Rosa at jackaloperadio.com. Tonight, we've covered the plastic brain last week. I enjoyed re-listening to that lecture. We've covered the 2 trillion cell body and its regenerating powers and how it's constantly modifying and molding itself to the current time situation. What we're going to move into today is the superficial chi or energy channels of the meridians. The primary meridians, they call them, are divided into 12 distinct sets of points. There's 12 on each side, so you would say there's 24 meridians in the body. The meridians cover all the different organs. They have organ names, so when I mention these meridian names, I'm not talking about the organ directly, although there will be some connection to the organ function. I'm much more talking about what they call the ministry of energy. There's a set of names or combinations of emotions and sounds and expressions and organs that all kind of play together in these patterns. And we're going to walk around these meridians tonight, and I'm going to make an attempt on radio to help you find a couple of very potent acupuncture points on your body as we move through these meridian channels. So we're going to hit a couple of the master points and show you how to find these points, and then cover the 12 meridian cycle. First thing I want to talk about is what the Chinese call a sun. A sun is a instrument of measure, kind of like what we call in the West an inch. A sun is very unique to the patient, though, because a sun is the length or the width of the thumb at the first knuckle. So away from the hand, the big knuckle on your thumb, if you look across, measure across that, that is considered one sun. And if you notice on my 11-year-old daughter, a sun is different than my sun is. So when you're working with acupuncture, you want to make sure that your measuring unit is the thumb of the person you're working on. So that when I've used my thumb to measure suns on my children, I'm going to be way off the mark to find these acupuncture points. So you have to use a measurement instrument that's equivalent to their thumb width to make these measurements. So that's called a sun. In traditional Chinese acupuncture, they tend to start teaching the 12 meridians in the lung meridian, which is at its peak at 3 o'clock in the morning. The ministers of the five elements, energy is an And I'm just going to read this to you, and then kind of like we did last week, I like that. I'll read a complicated statement, and then I'll tear it down a little bit and give you a description or a definition of what we're talking about. Energy is in command of the blood. When energy moves, blood follows. Blood is the mother of energy. Where blood goes, energy follows. This connection is the basis for Qigong. The lungs control the skin, which radiate energy and resistance emanates, which protects us from noxious environmental influences. Colds and flu are caused by impairment of this energy field, and the symptoms usually settle in the lungs. So what's that saying is the from 3 to 5 in the morning, the energy is in the lung meridian. The lung meridian starts in your chest, just below the clavicle and midline of the nipple. If you find a little depression right there in your chest, that's where it starts, and it runs up and out the inside of your hand down to your thumb. This is called the lung meridian. The flow of qi peaks at 3 o'clock in the morning. Problems related to excess energy in the lungs include asthma. It's very frequent at 3 o'clock in the morning. You see children that have upper respiratory tract infections and stuff, they're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. If anybody's had children, you know that that's what time they wake up coughing. treatments of the lung include breathing exercises, fresh air, jogging. The lungs are a cleansing. They detox and cleanse the body out. A couple treatments I've had that very good success with the children for asthma and these type of issues in the lungs is a product in my office called Sombra. And you can call the office and look into that product and probably find it online as well. Sombra is a combination of witch hazel, cayenne pepper, menthol, orange peel, and it's a wonderful cream that you can use it for arthritis and joint pain, but it's also very effective to use on the chest when you have any kind of coughing or upper respiratory tract infections, sinuses. It clears your head. It does a number of really nice things, especially on children. In this point, I wanted to hover on asthma for just a moment because everybody, this time of year around Kansas City, you have a lot of allergies and a lot of people that are dealing with allergies. And I want to spend some time explaining what actually an allergy is. You see, your body's immune system has a number of chemical and cellular defenses that protect the rest of the body from foreign particles that it feels are a threat. When a foreign particle, what we call antigens, proteins, interact with the mucus or the portions of the body, and the body understands quickly that they don't belong there, it creates a immune system reaction. It creates an inflammatory process. The body swells up to protect itself. So you see the swollen sinuses and the mucus formations and these kind of things are simply a reaction to a foreign particle in the sinuses or the throat where they're not supposed to be. Now, that's a good thing if the foreign particle actually is a threat. The problem runs into when your body becomes hypersensitive and actually is feeling like there's a threat from a pollen particle or something that actually doesn't present a threat to the survival of the body, yet it still has a reaction. Now, typically in Western medical standpoint, when this happens, they give you some kind of chemical additive to suppress the reaction to the irritant. In a natural format, what we'd like to do is just the opposite of that, because instead of suppressing the immune system and suppressing its reaction to the irritant, what we want to do is enhance the immune system and make it stronger so that it doesn't react to the irritant, so that the minor irritants that truly aren't a threat can come and go because your immune system's defenses are strong enough that it can recognize that this isn't a threat and that I shouldn't be so reactive to that and just let it pass by. As you're going to hear me say over and over again, the solution to these kind of things is almost the same no matter what the problem is. You find the distortion in the energetic flow, the innate intelligence, the chi, whatever you want to call it. You restore the natural flow into the area, the immune system will strengthen up and become far less reactive. Particularly in the sinuses, some very effective therapies that have been used, if you haven't heard of a neti pot. A neti pot is like a little teapot with a long stem that you put salt water in and you wash your sinuses out so it literally clears up the mucus. You see, many times in sinus infections especially, the foreign bacteria that's growing in there is not growing in your tissue where your immune system can get to it. It's growing in the mucus that builds up on the surface of the tissue. So you see people with chronic sinus infections, they take antibiotics after antibiotics and nothing seems to help. The reason why that's not helping is because the antibiotic is getting into the bloodstream and going out and breaking down the bacteria that's in contact with the bloodstream. But when you have a bacteria growing in the mucus that doesn't have a blood supply, then it's separate from the bloodstream sourced antibiotics, and therefore the antibiotics taken orally cannot get to it and therefore can't kill it. So it is driven back and actually allowed to remain in the mucus of the sinuses and with no real benefit from the antibiotic. In the meantime, the antibiotic is destroying all the bacteria in the bowels and on the skin and throughout the body. Did you realize that you're right now carrying around 10 to 15 pounds of bacteria? Your body is covered in bacteria on the inside and out, and this bacteria produces a number of vitamins for you. It provides a ultraviolet protection from the sun for you. It does a number of beneficial things. And when you get one bad guy bacteria in there and then go take a shotgun blast of an antibiotic to kill the one bad guy, you kill all the good guys too. Sometimes that's necessary, but you always want to follow up the use of antibiotics with a very potent use of probiotics. Acidophilus, Bifidobacterium, you may have heard of these. These are the good guy bacteria that you want growing in the body I like to call it grass seed. You throw lots of grass seed on your yard so it fills up all the places for anything to grow, so there's no place for the bad seeds or the weeds to set up shop and grow into the area. So in sinus allergies, you want to hydrate the person. You want to drink lots and lots of water. You can use neti pots to flush it out. Something else that's very effective, I've had several people taking it today, is cayenne pepper juice. Take a little sip off the pepper juice out of the refrigerator if you have any. I know that doesn't sound comfortable. A lot of people don't like really spicy foods, but I promise they grow on you. And cayenne pepper is the mother of all herbs. I'm going to have my friend Dr. Crow in here, and I'm sure he's going to want to talk about cayenne pepper, because cayenne pepper, it dilates the blood, the blood supply in the sinuses, which enhances the oxygenation of the area, so it boosts the immune system. A boosted immune system doesn't feel threatened by minor irritants. It clears the mucus and drains everything out, so it clears up the debris. If taking the pepper juice or the pepper orally still doesn't clean your sinuses, what we suggest you do is take a small snuff spot of crushed cayenne pepper and actually snort it into your sinuses. That sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, believe me, I won't tell you to do something that I haven't tried myself. And it's not fun in the moment, but taking that cayenne pepper into the mucous membranes of your sinuses and your head cavity clears things out. You snot and snort and salivate, and everything just comes running out of you for the next 5 minutes. But after that, your head is clear, and it stays clear for quite some time. So there's no damage there. It's stimulating pain receptor sites without actually damaging the tissue. Not very comfortable for a while, but very effective medicine to clear the sinuses. And with somewhat, maybe a repeated dose here and there, I've had great results in permanently eliminating, getting people off their Zyrtex and their allergy medications over time. So the energy moves from the lung, stays in the metal element, and it moves from the chest down to the hand. The next place the energy is going to move over to is what's called the large intestine meridian. The large intestine meridian is called is the minister of transport. Also within the metal element, the large intestine controls the transformation of digestive wastes from the fluid to solid and transports both these solids out of the body, plays a major role in the balance and purity of body fluids, and assists in the lungs in controlling the skin pores. So the energy's in the hand, and I'm going to call it the yin-yang of what channel it's in, and we'll get more into that later, but it's a hand yin is the lung, and then it moves over to the hand yang metal large intestine in the first finger, the primary digit, and moves up the outside of the arm into your sinuses. It actually attaches your finger to your sinuses, and this is the large intestine meridian. Now, on the large intestine meridian is one of the most important acupuncture points in the entire body. Its Chinese name is called Heyu, and the way to find this point is to take your thumb and lay it close alongside of your forefinger, and you'll see a little bump kind of rise up in the muscle, in the meat between the two fingers. And right on the very top of that bump, that's the acupuncture point right there. Now, you can scratch it, you can pinch it, you can poke it, you can burn it, you can don't burn it too much, but you can stimulate it in all kinds of different ways. You can squeeze it, massage it. Heyu is a master point for the head and neck area. So this is an acupuncture point that's very useful for sinus allergies, sore throats, headaches, eye pain, ear pain, anything from the neck up. This is a master point for this, and one of the most important acupuncture points on the body. You've probably heard of it before. You pinch the space between your thumb and forefinger for headaches, and it has a very good effect for that and a number of other things having to do with the head and neck. Now the energy is in your face, and at this point it switches sides and it changes from the metal element over to the earth element. The first earth element energy from the face is the stomach meridian. The stomach meridian is called the minister of the mill. It's in the earth element. It provides the entire system with postnatal or postnatal chi, which means chi that's not generational. It's not coming from the DNA. It's not the life force coming out of the cells themselves. This is your food. This is the chi that you're bringing into the body. So the stomach is provides the entire system with postnatal chi from the digestion of foods and fluids. Not only does the stomach start the digestion of food and pass it on to the small intestine, it also extracts pure postnatal chi or gu chi and directs it to the lungs to the combination with air chi. So the stomach meridian starts just underneath your eyeball and runs down along your jawline and then turns south, crosses the nipple and goes across the front of the chest, goes to the outside of the leg and all the way down to your second toe. So this is a long meridian starting in the face and going all the way down to your feet into the second toe, and it's called the stomach meridian. Staying in the earth element, in the foot now, the energy moves over to the other side of the toe and jumps to the spleen meridian. The spleen meridian is at peak between 7 and 9 in the morning. The stomach meridian is 7 and 9 in the morning. The spleen meridian is 9 to 11 in the morning. It takes vital energy taken during the morning first meal from 7 to 9 and processes it, after which it enters the internal energy cycles of the organs. That means it moves it internally into what we call the microcosmic orbit, so it can rotate and be moved around. The spleen is the ministry of the granary. In Chinese, the spleen energy system includes the pancreas. Now, the pancreas is very important for diabetics, and we'll have a whole show on diabetes later on. The pancreas produces enzymes for both digestive purposes and also sugar metabolism throughout the body. So when we talk about the ministry of the granary, the spleen element in the earth, the spleen meridian in the earth element, it also includes the pancreas. These two organs provide the enzymes used to extract nutrients from our foods. They regulate the quantity and quality of the blood in circulation and coordinate with the kidney to control fluids throughout the body. The spleen extracts food energy from the stomach and raises it to the lungs, where it's combined with the energy from the air to create true human energy. So the pancreas, we'll do a little anatomy here as well. The anatomical place for the stomach and pancreas is underneath the left rib cage. So if you take your hand and roll it down and find the end of the ribs, right underneath there is where your stomach, your pancreas, and your spleen all reside in that quadrant of the body. All right, we're going to take our first break here. Enjoy the music. I hope you guys are having a good Friday night out there, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I spied a little thing and I followed her all night in a funky fine Levi's, and her sweater's kinda tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. Man, what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah.
some thick black frames with the glass so dark they won't even know your name. And the choice is up to you, 'cause they come in two classes: rhinestone shades or cheap sunglasses.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Hey, we're back. All right, so we've rolled through four of the meridians. We've covered the first two meridians of the metal element, and we've flashed through the two earth element meridians. I wanted to back up a little bit because the second most important of the master points in the body is on the stomach meridian. Now, this is a point that's actually on your leg, and the way to find this is, and don't do this if you're driving, remember these MP3 files are going to be archived and saved, so you can go back and listen to this stuff again and take a little more detailed version through it if you're not comfortable with trying these locations right now. So while you're sitting down, what I want you to do is hook the web between your thumb and forefinger with your bent knee right over the top of the kneecap. With this position, left hand on the left leg, right hand on the right leg, your fingers are going to lay naturally down the outside of the lower leg. Now, squeeze into the leg a little bit with your we call it the chiropractic index finger. It's the third digit. It's the longest finger. It's the third finger across. And you push into that, and you'll find a little groove in between the two bones of the tibia and the fibula. So when you find that little groove, and it is probably going to be a little bit sore because it's the end of the day and it's been a long week for everybody. So when you push on that point, it'll be a little bit tender and it'll be a little bit of groove in there. This is called stomach 36. Stomach 36 is a master energetic point. Just by scratching and stimulating this point, you'll see a increase in overall energy and focus. We've used these on athletes. I remember playing to the Chiefs players many years ago with Christian Okoye. We reportedly reduced his 40-yard dash by a tenth of a second every time we would stimulate this point on him versus not stimulating the point. He was happy with it. He was a great guy. So that's stomach 36. It rolls on down to the second toe where the energy moves the spleen and comes back up. Master point on the spleen meridian is spleen 6. When you take the inside of your ankle, the big bump on the inside of your ankle, and then lay your fingers, the four fingers is considered three soon across. So you lay your four fingers on top of the inside bump of your ankle and then feel up the inside bone. You'll feel like a bony ridge there, and about 4 inches or four soon up, just on the back side of that bony ridge, you're going to go, ow, ah, that hurts. That's a sensitive spot. Okay, this is spleen 6. This is 3 yin meeting, and it's a master point for female problems. This is a point for menstrual cramps, headaches, hormonal imbalances, all these kind of things. This is a very special point for all the girls out there. Now, this is a point that you do not want to stimulate if you're pregnant. So spleen 6 is the female point, but do not stimulate this point if you're pregnant. All right, so now we're going to move into the ministry of fire. The energy is moved up the spleen, comes up the inside of the leg, all the way back up to the chest. We've made one full cycle around the body. Lung goes from chest to hand, large intestine, hand to face, stomach, face to foot, and spleen, foot to chest. One lap around we've made. So we begin our next lap around with the heart meridian. The heart meridian is called the king of the organs. The king of the organs, heart, within the fire element, commands all of the organs and the viscera. The viscera means the tissue inside your body, the non-muscle stuff. You have the muscles, and then now you have your guts. And the guts, in a medical terminology, is called viscera. It houses the spirit and controls emotions. The Chinese word for heart, sun, also is used for mind. When the heart is strong and steady, it controls the emotions. But when it is weak, emotions rebel and attack the heart and mind. Isn't that cool how they've got it all hooked together? The heart is in its maximum energy between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. The flow of energy peaks in the heart around midday. This is also the most critical time for persons with cardiac problems or heart problems, and they're advised not to strain themselves excessively during these hours. It is common hospital knowledge that the rate of heart attacks is markedly higher at this time of day. A good siesta in the middle of the day takes strain off the heart and helps you regain mental power, since mental energy is connected with the heart. A light, easy, digestible meal followed by the day's first rest time. Midday is bad for decision-making, but good for meditation. So you see in ancient cultures and traditions that the midday is a time for rest. You work through the morning, take your midday light meal, and then take a siesta rest because your heart's at its peak, the sun's at its peak, heart is a fire element, everything is at full output. So it's important for you as the owner of this body to actually take it easy during this time and not overdo it, or else you may blow a gasket wind up in the hospital, not a good place to go. So the ministry of fire, the heart meridian starts in the chest and runs out to the pinky finger on the hand. So where energy is back out in the hand, where it converts over to a yang fire energy of the small intestine. The small intestine is called the minister of reception. It further refines small food particles it receives from the stomach and separates the pure from the impure. It then assimilates or takes into the body the pure and moves the impure onto the large intestine. Its energy channel runs to the head, where it affects the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is the master gland. It's the hormone gland. It's the gland that produces glands that make other glands work. It's right in the center of your head. It gives you energy. It makes things function. It's really affects all the tissues of your body via the glandular networks. It's the energy channel, regulates growth, metabolism, sexuality, and the entire endocrine system. The endocrine system is a system of hormones. Your body has two ways of communicating around. It has the electrical system or the nervous system, and then it has the chemical system of communication, or what we call the endocrine system. Hormones play a major role in the health and happiness of each one of the 2 trillion plus cells of your body. And the small intestine meridian is a fire channel that affects and enhances, and an imbalance in the small intestine meridian will inhibit or make difficult hormones. Some hormone problems you see people run into, thyroid issues. I know I talked about thyroid issues in an earlier show when we were talking about fluoride. Fluoride interferes with the absorption of iodine, which is the primary chemical used in the thyroid to keep your energy levels up. So if you're having hypothyroid or glandular problems like this, an acupuncturist would consider an imbalance in the fire element of the small intestine. And the small intestine energy channels are on the back of the hand. They come up the back of the arm, crisscross around the shoulder, and end up right in front of the ear on the side of your head. So now the energy is in fire element, and it's moved from the hand back up to the head, where... well, further on the small intestine, its power time is 1 to 3 in the afternoon, ready to work with the meals consumed in the morning and in midday. A meal stays in the stomach for about 1 to 8 hours. There's a portion of the stomach called the cardiac portion, which back 20 years ago when I was going through anatomy in the first place, they said it didn't do anything. It was just an unused portion of the stomach. Well, now with further understanding of nutrition and the way things function, we found that the cardiac portion, or the upper portion of the stomach, actually is a pre-digestion zone. The stomach will hold food there for 1 to 8 hours, depending on the nature of the food. And what it does there is if the food is natural and wholesome, it has enzymes, digestive enzymes, built into the food. Any raw foods, any natural foods have their own enzymes, and the body's designed in such a way that also your saliva, your spit, is full of enzymes, digestive enzymes as well. So if you chew your food well and use the mastication or the chewing process to break down the food into small particles, then it will sit in the saliva and these enzymes for several hours in the upper portion of the stomach, and self-digest. It breaks itself down into smaller particles, absorbable particles in your body without taking any calories or energy from you to get this job done. Now, if you're eating processed foods or non-food products, artificial sweeteners, these kind of things, they have no enzyme capacity in them. And as a matter of fact, your body doesn't make enzymes that can possibly break these down. So when they sit in this upper portion of the stomach and they sit there for several hours, they just sit there and potentially ferment, and potentially a fungus can grow in there and it can really cause problems. You see a lot of indigestion and heartburn and these kind of things with the stomach stagnation because of just the selection of things that you shoved in your face. You know, if you put something in your mouth, I encourage you to look at it, recognize what it is, and know whether this is actually food, came out of the ground, or is this some kind of chemical drug that just tastes good and makes your tongue happy, but that has no food value to it whatsoever. Say like soda pop. That's a good example of that. So if the stomach goes to the small intestine portion, which is broken down, absorbed during a period for 4 to 5 hours, the body regenerates at night and is cleansed in the morning. Energy enters the body by means of fresh air and food, and the essential energy is distributed to the organs during the spleen and small intestine time of day. Eating during this time of day will cause heavy feeling in your gut. So from 1 to 3 in the afternoon is not a time to consume food. It's a time to get very energetic. You're still in the fire element. So you're expressive, but you don't want to bring anything in because the body is processing and putting out energy. So you want to help it in that by being energetic and outgoing and productive. So we move from the small intestine meridian. You see the heart meridian out, small intestine meridian moves up from the hand into the side of the face. Now the energy or chi running through its superficial cycle moves into the bladder meridian. The bladder meridian is the water element. It's the yang version of the water element. The bladder only functions to store and eliminate urine as an organ system that's created by the kidney. But as an energy system, it is strongly related to the autonomic nervous system. Chinese massage therapy focuses primarily on the four bladder channels running parallel to the spine to relieve stress and related tensions and pain. Now, the bladder channel is very important to chiropractors and anybody who works with the spine. It starts on the inside of the eyebrow and runs up over the top of your head and goes down the back and splits into four channels as it comes across the spine. On the spine, from in between your shoulders all the way down to in between your hips, there's a series of points that are called connection points or transport points. And what these do is they take the energy from the bladder channel and diffuse it out to all the different organs and all the different meridian systems of the body. You see, spinal energy coming from the inside out, or what we talked about a few weeks ago, the microcosmic orbit, as the energy is moving around up and down the back, is diffused out through the bladder meridian out into the other meridian systems. So the bladder is at its peak between 3 and 5 in the afternoon. It's a yang channel starting in your head and going to your outside of your foot, the last fifth toe in the foot. It supplies the organs of the body with energy. Since it runs over the top of the head and down along the midline of the sympathetic nervous system, let's stop and describe that. Your nervous system has a couple different branches of it. You have the actual motor nervous system. A motor means it's motoring, it's causing the body to move. Then you have the sensory nervous system. We talked about this last week. This is bringing in the data of the local time circumstances into the central processing units. So you have the sensory nervous system and the motor nervous system. And then you have the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system, it works with the viscera and the deep tissues of the body to help them function without your conscious control. The autonomic nervous system, the autonomic nervous system helps the lungs function, helps the heart keep its beat and rhythm. It is responsive to the hormone balances of the body. It helps the stomach empty what it's supposed to do. It helps with your reproductive organs, and it runs down the viscera and keeps things toned and fit as a separate nervous system. the autonomic nerves themselves are just to the either side of the spine as you go down the spine, which happen to be directly under the electrical circuitry of the bladder meridian. So the two run hand in hand, treating bladder meridian imbalances and treating anatomical autonomic nervous system problems can be laid right over the top of each other as one and the same approaches. So now the energy is back down in the foot, and it's in the water element of yang, and it's going to turn around and start ascending the body again, which means it's going to be a yin energy now, and it moves into the stays in the water element and moves into what we call the kidney energy. The kidney is the minister of power. It is the body's most important reservoir of essential energy. Original qi is stored in the kidney. Original qi means DNA qi, ancestral qi. In Chinese, the kidney system also includes the adrenal glands. See, the adrenals are an organ, a glandular system that's set right on top of the kidneys. And one of their primary things they do is they release adrenaline. Adrenaline is your fight or flight hormone. It's a very quick acting hormone that affects every cell of your entire body to either make it lay down and go to sleep or make it get up and run fast. It shuts down the digestive tract and opens the blood supply to the arms and legs so that you can run faster. It's very much related to stress. Too much stress, too much adrenals causes burnout, and the burnout is reflected in acupuncture systems as a reduction in ancestral qi or reduction in the access to the qi of the kidney. The kidney system includes the adrenals. It includes the reproductive systems. The kidneys are susceptible to excessive stress and sexual abuse. The kidney nourishes the bone marrow, which in Chinese includes the brain and the spinal column. A weak kidney will show up as anemia, which means weak blood, very low oxygen capacity. Many mental problems show up with kidneys. So if you're not connected to the core essence or the core energy of humanity through the kidney meridians, one of the main problems show up is insanity and mental disorders. Kidney's vitality is reflected in the head and the body hair and is associated with the aperture of the ear. The ear kind of looks like a kidney if you look at it anatomically. The kidney is also the seat of courage and willpower. Any impairment will show as fear and paranoia. Each one of these meridian systems, not only do they have acupuncture points along the system that can enhance or reduce excess energy, they also very much influence the emotional patterns and the hormone patterns that you've seen as we walk through these channels. So from 5 to 7 in the evening, the kidneys are in power. You're tapping into your ancestral qi, your DNA qi. The kidneys constitute the reservoir of energy. Energy from the kidneys is released in any situation of stress, leaves the kidneys expectedly very low on energy by the end of a busy day. Fortunately, the kidneys get much-needed boost of vital energy during the twilight hours. This is the time to calm down, digest the day's events. A small, easily digestible meal and a little downtime will go a long way to recharge your vital batteries. So right after work, actually right now, in the Midwest, we are in the kidney channel phase of the day. You'll notice a real letdown and you just want to kind of take a nap this time of day because you've burnt your adrenals, you've burnt your stress, you've burnt your energy throughout the day. And at this point in the day, if you do take a rest and back off just a bit, your cycles of bioenergy will enhance the output of the kidneys and the adrenals, and you'll feel refreshed by around 7 o'clock, and you'll get ready for your next outburst of energy over the coming 4 to 6 hours. So the energy is... the kidney energy starts in the feet and moves up, back up the body to the chest cavity as well. So now we've made two complete laps. How are we doing on time over there?
Let's keep rolling because we only got about just like 8 minutes left.
Okay.
So you were kind of in your moment. I was doing the break sign. And you're
Okay, yeah. I'm like zoning out over here and Todd's going, break. Yeah, okay. So he's just telling me just cruise on through. So we've made two complete laps around the body. We've gone from the chest to the hand, to the face, to the feet, to the chest, to the hand, to the face, to the feet, back to the chest. So one more lap will make 12 meridians. 12 meridians makes three laps around the body. So the first from the chest to the hands of the fourth meridian is the king's bodyguard. This is called the pericardium, or the circulation sex meridian. Not only does the pericardium physically protect the heart, because in anatomically, the pericardium is this bag of fluid that surrounds the heart and acts as a shock absorber. So when you get punched in the chest or you jump off something, the heart is actually got its own little bag of shock absorber fluid around it to keep it from taking damage when your body gets jostled around, because your heart's kind of important. It's the pump that keeps the blood and the chi flowing. There's two sources of unknown sources of energy in the body. One is the atrial ventricular node in the center of the heart, which pulses about one time per second, and we don't really know where that energy comes from, but it does, thank goodness. And the other one is the middle of your head, and it pulses about twice that speed. So the heart is yin fire energy. The pericardium is also yin fire. Fire is the only element that has four meridians versus two. Protects the heart from damage from emotional disturbances created by other organs, such as anger from the liver and fear from the kidneys. The pericardium also moderates the raw sexual energies from the kidney with an all-embracing love of the heart. So what the pericardium's primary purpose do is to harmonize the marriage between the carnal body and the cell population and its desire to survive and the spiritual aspect of humanity, the soul, if you will, the understanding of long-term projections into the future, survival of the species, and these kind of things. The pericardium channel is very important at regulating these two energetic sources into a nice harmony for a balanced lifestyle and a balanced life within the human body. So the pericardium circulation sex is peaks from 7 to 9 p.m. You're in the fire element. You're in an expressive time of day. This is stimulating increased blood flow to the internal and external genitalia or sex organs, 7 to 9 p.m. This is a great time to try to conceive. It also represents a good time for a high level of brain activity because the pericardium will protect the heart from emotional damage from the mind's activity. So this is the time of day after the long exertion, after the kidneys have replenished the chi for another round of living to go on. Your energy is in the reproductive organs. It's in the fire element of the pericardium. Your heart is protected by the pericardium so that you can confront and face the harmful or scary things about relationships, about decisions you need to make. This is the time to engage in communication and talking with other human beings, to talk about future plans, to talk about problems that you need to deal with. This is the time to talk about it, but not to decide on it. We'll get to the decide on it here in just a minute. So 7 to 9 p.m., pericardium, fire element. The energy is back out in the hand where it moves into the triple warmer meridian, which is in the fire yang channel of the hand. The minister of dykes and dredges. The triple heater is responsible. It's got lots of names. Triple heater, triple warmer, tri-burner. All these are the same thing. The triple heater is responsible for the movement and transformation of various solids and fluids throughout the system. It also is in charge of the production and distribution of nourishing yin qi and protective wei qi. The upper burner controls intake, heart, and lungs. The middle burner controls transformation, stomach and spleen, and pancreas. And the lower burner controls elimination, liver, kidneys, bladder, large and small intestine. The triple warmer, when it has an imbalance in it, you're going to see a lot of emotional disruptions. You're going to see a lot of too much energy. Somebody who has a lot of red-faced, this is a fire imbalance. The energy is not moving between the three areas of the body or transforming the way it moves around. Along the triple warmer meridian, you have a point called triple warmer 3, where if you make a fist and then feel across the bones from the outside bone or the pinky bone, to the next one over, and in between the what we call the third and fourth digit, because the pinky is the fifth digit, there's a little groove between, and this is triple warmer 3. Triple warmer 3 is what we call old folks' point. Triple warmer 3 stimulated reverses and treats the effects of all aging problems, from arthritis to Alzheimer's to impotence. All these kind of things can be treated by this one acupuncture point. Triple warmer has acquainted its name from its job as distributing heat, vital energy between the three energy cavities of the body. The abdomen and pelvic cavities via the pertinent energy organs, the lungs, spleen, and kidneys. These are the yin organs or energy organs of these three channels. This will regulate breathing, digestive, and reproductive processes in the most efficient way. This regulation takes place throughout the day according to the body activity, jogging, eating, making love, but the overall thermostatic adjustments take place between 9 and 11 p.m. Fevers characteristically deteriorate at this time of the day. So what all that's saying is, during your life process and the different things you do, the eating, the exercise, the sleeping, the stress, the work, all these kind of things, increase energy or heat in the portions of the body that are being used. As this heat is built up, we don't want it to stagnate in the location that it's produced. We want it to move around and spread out so that we get a harmonious spread of the bioenergies as they're being used and processed. The triple warmer meridian, which starts in the hand and goes up into the side of the face again, is very important to regulate the balance and flow of the energies as the day proceeds. So we're back up in the face, we're in the fire element, and we switch over to one of the last two meridians is the gallbladder meridian, which starts in the face on the outside of the eye, crisscrosses back and forth across the head, and goes down the side of the body all the way into to the toes again. The gallbladder is called the honorable minister. The gallbladder is the wood element, is in charge of the central clearing department. It secretes pure bile required for digestion of fats and oils. Yang energy provides muscular strength and vitality. The gallbladder governs daring and decisiveness, hence the phrase a lot of gall. Now, the gallbladder's primary energetic function, one of the things it does, is it's called the decision maker. It's in its peak between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. The flow of energy in the gallbladder peaks. According to the Chinese, the gallbladder is the decision-making office. If you need to make an important decision and have not been able to decide during the day, you will now think clearly and find it ideal time to make your decisions. So remember I talked about communicating with other human beings from 7 to 9 p.m. Now, after all that talk has been going on, you take a break, and sometime around midnight when the gallbladder is in peak, you'll become much more confident in your choices and what you want to accomplish, and the decision-maker kicks in, and by the next morning you will have a plan or a way to go about it. So we move from the gallbladder into the liver meridian, which is called the general. The liver meridian starts in the feet and moves back up to the chest. It's responsible for filtering, detoxifying, nourishing, replenishing, and storing blood. The liver controls the peripheral nervous system out in your hands and feet. So nervous or numb hands, these kind of things can be a liver energy problem. Regulates muscle activity and ligament elasticity. In other words, your stretchiness. If you feel stiff and stove up, and it's a sign that your wood element or your liver meridian is out of balance. The liver functions and reflective externally in the conditions of the fingernails and the eyes. The liver, as the yin side of the wood element, governs the growth and development, drives and desires, ambition, and creativity. Obstruction in liver energy can cause intense feelings of frustration, rage, and anger. I'm treating a patient today who's not that she was rage and angry, she's having depression symptoms because she doesn't express rage and anger at a situation that's going on where she's supposed to have rage and anger. Holding that back, applying the will to prevent the body from expressing its emotional song causes disease and disruption of the systems. So we've made four laps around the body. Starting with the lung and ending the liver, we've gone from 3 o'clock in the morning all the way around to 3 o'clock in the morning. And through that 24-hour cycle, we've made three entire laps around the body. Each lap consists of four energy channels. We're going to dial into this and take these apart one at a time as future time goes on. But Todd's telling me we're kind of running out of time for the night. So I want to say goodnight to everybody. Have an awesome weekend. Welcome to summer. HarmonyHealth.com is my main website. I'm on Facebook at Daryl Drumright. JackalopeRadio.com is my host and my good friend Todd Sheets. And I just good night, everybody, and have a great weekend. With the
talk to the man if you feel he needs talking to. And the hobbit on the rocks is crying. And the fish upon the docks are dying, yeah. And the hobbit on the rocks is crying. There's an orchestra in Rococo and an insulated dwarf, and the ships are sinking in the sea as they sail from the shore. Don't criticize what a bigger would price in you. And the hobbit on the rocks is crying. And the fish above the docks are dying, yeah. Oh, and the hobbit on the rocks is crying. For the crunching in the sand and twining.
Jackalope 105 FM.